Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. We're here today with one of my buddies, man. You feel me?
Defund.
Chad, or Defund Simpin, I should say.
Yes,
yo,
sir.
Yo, like, you and Portman Podcast, like, has kind of, like, similar names to where, like, I'm not finna just, like talk to y'all and just call y'all Defund, like, right? Yeah. Like, Defund Simpin.
It's a brand. Portman,
yeah, right. So, okay. So, Defund Simpin. So, first off, like, where'd that name come from? Is, like, that your goal, to defund Simpin?
Yeah, so it started off, so during the Black Lives Matter movement, you know, there was that defund the police. And black Twitter never takes anything seriously, right? So I saw defund my child support. So it was a whole movement. Mm. Everyone was saying defund something. So I was like, how can I join this trend right now? So I said defund simping. And it got, like, 30 likes and, like, 20 retweets. I did pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then I started my TikTok. My boy in the back, Etsy, he kept pushing me to go on TikTok, but I was against it because it's like, dude, this kid's shaking their hips, and I can't be doing all that
gyrating on some fruity shit.
Gyrating, bro. Pause, right?
Zesty.
So I was like, nah, I can't join it. So when I joined TikTok, I was thinking of a name. I was like, wait a minute. Defund simping, because when people hear the name, they already know what I'm all about just from my brand name.
Yeah.
So that was the goal with that name, 100%.
Defund simping.
Yep.
All right, so then what's the mission of, like, Defund Simping?
Yeah, the mission of Defund Simping is to help men with their confidence and give them the proper strategies in the dating world, because, to be honest, girls are running circles around these guys, so I'm giving them the education to go about dating the right way so they don't get finessed and, you know, buy OnlyFans and be an idiot.
Wait, okay, but then my question is this, right?
Yeah.
If folks will say, don't buy an OnlyFans, right? Now, there's a bunch of, let's say, like, these, like, dating coaches on like, YouTube, right?
Yeah, correct.
And they'll say, listen, don't buy their OnlyFans because you don't want to be a simp, but then come and buy my course, pay $800 to me. I'm like, isn't it like just like both parties just kind of like fighting over like these vulnerable men, right? Because again, like there's no difference between OnlyFans chick extracting $20 a month times that by 12, that's like $200 a year, right? From a lonely, desperate simp. And then there's the, you know, like the 6'7" bodybuilder who is having these courses on how to self-improve and how to get chicks. So pay my $1,500 to know how to get chicks and don't pay that $200 to you know, the only
thing. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Both parties are out for their own selfish needs, right? But I think with me, you know, with a content creator, not myself, someone else, right? You pay that money and you actually may learn something versus giving a girl money who just posting bikini photos. Like, some girls legit post the same photos on Instagram they do on their OnlyFans. So at least with when you buy a course from somebody, you're at least getting some value versus OnlyFans. I don't think you get value from a girl shoving a cucumber up her anus. There's not much value there. So yeah, both people are both extracting currency, but you may get more value from the other. But you are right. That is a good point.
Yo, hey, bro. So then, how does somebody, I guess, like, first off, like, what's a simp?
So a simp is a guy it's all about uneven exchange of value, right? Uh-huh. So for example, if I'll say I'm messing with a chick and she comes to my house, she's cleaning the dishes, you know, she'll help me with my business, and I buy her a bag, it was an exchange of value. She gave me value, I gave value back, right? Mm-hmm. But let's say I never met a girl in my entire life. I just walked up to her at Delilah, you know, Drake was there, and I'm like, hey, baby girl, can I buy you a Birkin?
Yeah.
Right? So dudes think, okay, let me buy my way in. That's simping, because she never gave you any value, right? So it's an exchange of value. So as long as you're getting value from the woman, do whatever you need to do to make her happy, because she's actually giving you value.
How about for men who says, man, bro, listen, man, like, I got some cash. I just love tricking on a woman. You feel me?
Absolutely.
Right? I just love tricking. So, like, I guess, like, where's the line for, yo, I just love tricking, mate, right? Yeah. Right? Like, it just makes me feel good to give this girl who don't deserve it, this OnlyFans dimwit, you feel me? Like, $1,000 a month.
I think every guy has different types of game, right?
Yeah.
So, for example, I won't say any names, but some people, you know, who are popping on YouTube, their game is, okay, I'm going to have the best car, I'm gonna take girls on the best experiences, and hopefully doing that for other women will come to me, right? Where I never really believe in that. I believe having a slick mouthpiece and being confident, because I think that's, in my opinion, the best way,
absolutely,
you know, to attract women is to, you know, be yourself and attract women like with your life, you know, kind of with who you are as a person, opposed to what you can do for them. I think a lot of times men think when they get money, they'll get women, but they get the wrong types of women because they're just, you know, whatever you validate yourself with, that's what people are going to want from you. You know, so if I validate myself with Rolexes and nice trips to this and nice trips to there, girls are going to want that from me naturally. Then they get mad and call girls gold diggers. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So.
Yo, wait, here, right? So, Chad. So, okay. So, I feel like every, like, guy, right?
Yeah.
Or every red pill guy, it has the, yo, my coming to red pill moment. So, what was your red pill moment? Like, did a girl just break your heart?
Yeah, so I'll say this, right? So, for the longest time, I was fighting it. I always knew there was a game being played, but I didn't want to play it, right? So, I was like, in high school, like, I watched Disney movies, right? So, okay. If I'll basically, my thought was, I'll have her in the end.
Yes.
Right? But here's the thing with the end, right? The end is when she's ran through, like, you know, she's ran through the football team, trains, right? I don't want her when she's done having her fun.
Yeah.
I want her, you know, I tell guys, you want to be like Adam Silver, where you're up on stage with the number one jersey, number one draft pick. Like, I want to be like Cam Newton, right? Yeah. On the stage, number one draft pick. That's what I want to be. I don't want to be the 12th round pick, the 13th round pick. So my thought process when I was young was if I do this, this, and this, and this, I thought girls were like a math equation. If I did this and this, it should equal this. Mm-hmm. But when I kept not getting the result I wanted, I'm like, okay, I should maybe stop blaming women for my, you know, inadequacies and maybe blame myself. Mm-hmm. So I then this one girl, basically break it down real quick. We talked online through FaceTime and stuff like that for 5 months.
Yeah.
This girl even told me about her promiscuous days.
Yeah.
But I thought I'd be different.
Okay.
I thought I'm the different one. She's going to change for me.
Yeah, it's never different.
All right, it's never different, right? So I pulled up on her on Melrose Boulevard for the first time meeting her in person. And she went to school in a city. I want to give, you know, because then people will kind of put two and two together.
Crenshaw.
Yeah, she went to school in a certain city, right? So she pulled up on me first date, hickey on her neck.
Woo!
Now, here's the thing, right? She's not my girlfriend. Was I messing with other girls? Yeah, but don't show up with proof of you just got done getting your back obliterated the night before.
Cheek clapping.
Yeah, I don't want crazy. That, right? So the whole date, I was like, I was half, I like this girl, half like, you know, anyway, I'll keep it PG. So I was upset, right?
Yeah.
So then I called her out. I said, hey, yo, like, I appreciate the date, but I don't appreciate the hickey. I thought you should have more respect for me.
Absolutely.
She was like, what hickey? I'm like, don't play dumb. FaceTime me right now. Like, show me your neck. Scene. Never talk to me ever again.
Damn.
And I was like, you know what? This is where I need to change. So I get in the car one day. My friend's like, hey, bro, you ever heard of AMS? I'm like, hey, who's AMS?
Alpha Strategy.
And then he's like, man, fuck these bitches to sleep. I'm like, I relate to this guy. I relate to this guy. So I started like binge watching on the way to school, on the way to work, on the way home from a friend's house, on the way to go see a chick. I'm playing Alpha Male Strategies.
And he's the GOAT.
And things started to finally make sense. Mm-hmm. And then I was able to relate it and then teach my friends about it, right? And then I started making TikToks about it, YouTube, and here we are today, you know?
Now, when you talk about being like, a ran-through chick, right?
Yeah.
Now, like some folks will say, yo, like, why is sex the most important thing? Meaning, if she's a female who's bringing, you know, she's nurturing, she's feminine, she's, like, submissive, why do her 1,500 bodies matter?
Yeah, so what matters is it shows about her morality, right? I think a girl that has high morality wouldn't be sleeping with a bunch of men. And usually women who sleep with a bunch of men, it usually stems from something. Mm-hmm. No girl, you know, as a young kid goes, I can't wait to get ran through by the YSL gang. I can't wait to get ran through by the OVO crew.
The street
niggas. It usually stems from a trauma sometimes, you know? So I just, and also it's like, I don't know, man. It's not the same thing because they go, well, why can you do it?
Yeah.
It's like, well, the reason why I can do it is because like usually if a guy can get with a bunch of girls, he usually has, you know, he usually has some status he had to earn, you know, money he had to earn. So it's a bit different, but I don't tend to want to, mind you, wow, fun.
Yeah.
Girl with 1,000 bodies, DM me. We can have fun. We can kick it. But
you're not wifing.
But you're not. As far as meeting my mother, here's the thing. It's like, how can I tell my daughter to not to sleep around? Well, you married mommy. She's on OnlyFans right now.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I have to, you know, practice what I preach. So I can't be telling guys to, you know, stay away from girls who are very promiscuous. And then I'm with one.
Yeah.
So I think it goes with that too. I just, I would prefer low mileage if I can get it. And I'm going to get it.
Listen, low mileage in 2022 is almost impossible.
It's tough, bro. It's tough. I'm not going to lie. It's tough. But I'll say this. You know, a lot of times girls from flyover states, right? I met a girl who lived in the suburbs of Michigan, right? Who didn't really understand the hookup culture, right? Whereas in LA, Miami, New York, these more competitive dating markets, you're going to find girls with a lot higher, more people, more clout, more status. They're going to end up having more fun, right? Of course. Versus a girl who lives in a small town in Michigan or a small town in, you know, Wyoming. The chance of them being run through here, because there's more consequences, right? Because when they do it, the town talks.
Absolutely.
Right? Versus LA, dude, it's too big. You know? You know, like people aren't gonna talk. So I think, you know, finding girls in those flyover states is probably a gem.
Now, if you let's say meet a girl, again, she's a reborn Christian. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like she done did the Yanni steam and on the vagina to rejuvenate it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
She's now back in church. Her morals is up. She's feminine. She's nurturing. She done, you know, like taking classes on the, like how to be a wifey.
Yeah.
So she's now coming to you as high character,
true,
high morals, feminine, nurturing, divine. And would you be able to overlook the 2,500 bodies?
Okay, so I think, you know, the woman you choose to be with is a representation of you, right? So I think men, we almost get disgusted when we're out with a chick and guys are smirking like, bro, we used to freaking flip that chick. We used to run trains on her, bro. We used to freaking paint her face Picasso, you know?
Bukkakis.
So, yeah, all types of stuff, right? So even though she's coming to you kind of brand new, that pain is still there. And, you know, like, for example, I know one chick where she had a past and she had to really control what she says. Like, for example, like one time she's out with her ex and her boyfriend and Floyd Mayweather calls her, right? So it's like, now mind you, that was 15 years ago and she's, I'm a new woman. But also she has to watch what she says. Like, for example, her man will show her a picture. Oh, like this is, like, for example, Magic Johnson. She can't say, oh, we used to hang out. She has to like, ooh, like she's basically like living this life where it's like she can't, she's always in secret of her past because she knows her past will point, you know, get a pain point on her man. So I think for me, I still would like a woman that has a good, because here's the thing, girls will say, you can't judge me on my past, but you're judging that same dude on his future, right?
Absolutely.
Because like, for example, say he doesn't make six figures or he's not like where he wants to be, so he has mama's house. Whatever happened to loving a nigga with a bus pass? You know, so I'm saying, so it's
growing and building with somebody, right?
It's growing and building, right?
So yeah, they ain't building shit nowadays.
Exactly, right? So it's like, you know, you can shame the man for not being rich, but why can't he shame me for having a bad past? But a lot of times girls have a hard time like seeing it like this. Like we want different things in other people, right? So for me, I'm very big on my woman's past, but she's definitely pretty big on my future. Yeah. And that's fair. I'm like, that's how the world works. I'm not going to shame any woman for looking at a man's future because that's what she's supposed to do as a woman.
Yeah. Yo, speaking of Floyd, there was this story, I think it came out a couple years ago.
Okay.
So Floyd had a best friend.
Okay.
And his best friend was dating this chick.
His chick or a chick?
No, like just like a regular chick.
Oh, random,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, right? So he was dating this chick, and he found out that she had an affair with
Floyd?
Trey Songz.
Okay.
Right. So then he took her back, but then the mental anguish just played on him, and then he ended up killing her and himself. So now my question is this, right? Like, we rarely hear about a female, I guess, killing a dude because she just couldn't get over him cheating. Why do you feel like men, I guess, just take that more, like, more harshly?
You know, so I think the simplify the question, I think, why do men take cheating so seriously?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's because men, for a woman to usually cheat, not all, for the all police out there, all police, relax, not all, they usually have to have some type of a connection with you emotionally, right? So a man can be out at work, a girl comes in delivering Chick-fil-A, whatever, DoorDash girl, gives him the wink, they have sex, he can go home and love his wife. Not all men, but for men, it can be, sex is a little bit easier to have without connection, whereas the woman tend to have an emotional connection, which kind of makes a man go crazy, like the fact that they had an emotional connection first, usually. Hard for me to speak on going to the nth degree, because for me, I'm in extreme abundance. Like a girl can be out with me, go talk to a guy, and I'll go, have a good night. I've done it before. Like, I've left a girl at the club for being too flirtatious.
Really?
Oh, 100%. I'll tell the whole story.
Real nigga, man.
Yeah, so it's like, so if my girl gets her guts rearranged by Trey Songz, there is no going back from that. I don't care if you buy me a Bugatti, you know? It don't matter. Of like, you gotta go. So it's hard for me to speak on why men go to the nth degree, which, you know, fatality, but I know it hurts, but it shouldn't hurt that much. Because at that point, you got some mental illness and you got to go see a psychiatrist when you're going to kill a chick over that.
Nah, yo, like that's a fact, man. Bro, like even like, you know, like a path of cheating, man, just like, for example, like they would try to paint, so there was a couple of school shooters. No, not school shooters, just like mass shooters.
Yeah.
And they blame it on their
mental health.
Their like lack of getting women, right?
Ooh, right. You know what I've talked about that a lot, actually, yeah. Where me and my, so I have a Discord, right? And there's some people in my Discord right now who, they show signs of, dude, one more heartbreak and they may go buy that, they may go to Arizona. Oh,
the court of police, yeah. Bro, dead ass, bro.
Like my boys in the back, like they can agree. They're in my Discord. They see guys.
Really?
They see guys who are like, they're all like, dude, one more heartbreak and they're buying the AR-15. Mm-hmm. So it's like this, right? I think no women and lack of a tribe for men can cause men to do insane things. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Give any school shooter a night with Kazumi. You know Kazumi. Give her a call, bro. Say, hey, like, listen, give a night with Kazumi. No more school shooting, bro. Kazumi should start her own business. If you're on the verge of thinking about to school, do something with the school.
She'll be down for that though.
Give her a call. She'll do a podcast with you. Just get some views.
Content.
Listen. She'd save lives.
Kazumi is like a superhero, man.
Yeah,
like,
she is. Yeah.
Yo, listen. She just fucked the blind guy who can't see, who's obese.
Blind
what? Obese fan. I'm talking about dudes like. He like walks with a cane. He's blind, and she just fucked him.
Wow, hey, I'm
to
glad.
Give him, you feel me? Like, right?
Yeah, nice,
bro.
Good, nice.
This blind guy first piece of ass was Kazumi. That's a great way to like start off life, right? Come on now.
Listen, man, it's his first time. Screw it, bro. It is what it is. I love it. I love how she's willing to give dudes who would never get some poontang a slice. You know, just a little slice. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I am mad at her. You know, she's giving me an experience they probably would never get if it wasn't for her.
Yo, how many hoes have you and that guy, fucked together?
So, or ran through together? So here's the thing. Me and my boy, Jay Hit 5 in the back, shouts out Full Hearts, you know, is his clothing brand. You know,
oh, shit, that's him?
Yeah, it's him.
Bro, come on now. I need some merch, man. Come on, son.
No, he's got you. He's got you. He's got you. He's got you.
All right, come on.
Did you make 3X?
Nah, you see this guy? Yo, it's a light skin energy, man. It's that light skin energy, man. It's that light skin nigga shit, bro. I'm 2X though. I'm 2X.
Got you. So it's like, so Jared's done. He's gotten so much women. He's starting to pass the rock more.
Yeah.
So he'll get a woman, right? Mm-hmm. And you know what? You have a friend from my friend.
Yeah.
He's always passing the rock. He's
really?
Because he has a lot of points.
He's Mr. Bitches.
Yeah, he's Mr. Bitches for sure. So he has a lot of points, right? He's focused on assists, right? Mm. So he's trying to focus on assists right now. So he's passing me one. Like there's one I've been seeing consistently for the past 4 months. He passed the rock. So I'm trying to also pass the rock as well. We're both trying to pass the rock and get some dates together. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to, ain't no fun if the homies can't get none.
Here, right. So, question for you, right?
Because
I see like you and a homie right now. Y'all both look like, you know, y'all both look like Mr. Bitches, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have like one of the homies who's like in the squad who gets no hoes?
So, okay, for my three close friends. So these are my two close friends.
Yeah.
I have one more. They all get girls, like damn near effortlessly, right?
Okay,
effortlessly, like you know. Like, for example, I'm just going to say it. There's someone in the back here right now, right, where at one point he was heavier than he was now with braces and, like, a beat-up old Honda Civic. He would get more girls than me.
Really?
Way more. Like it was like a weekly thing, right? He was just that guy. Like, the charisma, the confidence, more than me.
Yo, listen. And what makes me jealous, though?
What?
Of this guy, right?
Wait, red hat?
No, him right here, right?
Yeah.
Because I discovered this new porn like category, right? Called Habesha porn.
Get into it.
Habesha. It's like the Middle Eastern, Ethiopian, Eritreans, like kind of like the Arab shit.
Oh, man, they need God.
And like he's probably an Arab or like a Habib. No. He's not. Habesha is the women, so he's a Habibi.
Hey, he's a Habibi.
So he probably fucks all the Habesha chicks, bro. Bro, that shit is different, man. No, hair, bro. So wait the rest. Okay, so then, like, why do you, like, discriminate against ugly men and in your crew, man, why don't you have ugly friends who gets no bitches?
You know what, man? I'll hang out with fly, confident ass dudes, bro. And like attract your vibe attracts your tribe, right?
Yeah.
So if you're the type of guy that's super confident, super cool, you get girls, you relate to guys who are attractive, who are fly, who get girls. Yeah. So all my close friends are just killing the game, all of them.
Man, it's the pussy slayers, man. Hey, Russell, listen, let's talk about the red pill, man.
Yeah.
So first off, who's the godfather? Because I've seen this meme that like Rollo posted.
Yeah.
And he had kind of like the Jesus shit out.
Yeah, yeah.
And
then
underneath him, he had like AMS, Fresh and Fit.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin, like he had everybody.
Yeah.
You know, damn near claim, I guess, his title as the godfather or as the, you know.
Yeah, sure.
As the enforcement of the rap hill community.
Sure.
So to you, who's the godfather? Like, who's the guy who, I guess,
started all of this? Right, so there's a subjective and objective, right? What I think and then what actually is.
Okay.
For me, it's AMS. Now, that's just my personal opinion. Because he subscribed me to Red Pill. He was in, like, the white pharmacist, you know, suit. He was at the pharmacy and handed it to me in a bag and said, take four a day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, take four of these a day. Yeah. You should be good. Mm-hmm. And you'll be unsick or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But objectively, I think it is Rollo because I think he's been in the space the longest, kicking them. Like, he had a form first. Like, it's like it was on the internet when the internet wasn't too popular, you know? So he had forms talking about this stuff.
Mm.
And so a lot of people, without knowing, use his words and his, I'm not sure the word, sentence, whatever his may be, to describe what's going on in their life or to their audience. So I think he's been kicking it the longest. So I think I'll give him that title. But in my reality, it's AMS.
Mm. So, like, you're saying the niggas are stealing from the white man?
In a way, I think AMS had a thing where it's like he took some things from Rollo, but he created his own verbiage, right? And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to copy and paste. I'm trying to take my own verbiage and my own way of life and giving it to, you know, I'm trying to positively influence people because I don't want to be a dick writer. You know, I want to definitely have my own style. Mm-hmm. Like, you come to my page because you want to hear a different style. There's, like, for example, the RP has different flavors. You want a white guy giving it to you. You want a black guy giving it to you. You want an Asian, like, there's Asian guys now in the space.
Really?
Yeah, there's an Asian guy. So, bruh, it's like, there's different flavors, man.
Wait, though. Is it kind of like a 6'5" jacked Asian guy or like 5'3" and in a suit?
So this guy, okay, so I've only seen him on TikTok, and he's sitting down in a chair, like a gaming chair.
Yeah.
So he could be anywhere from 5'8 to 5'10 maybe, but he does have muscles, though. So he does have muscles.
Okay, yeah, that's different, right?
Yeah.
Right, because like...
It's not like a skinny, you know, stereotypical. He's not stereotypical. He has tattoos, you know, he has muscles. He's trying to looks max and look more like a Chad if he can.
Get in the Red Pill community, right?
Yeah.
Now, so right now, what's the purpose of the Red Pill, right? Because, again... Like when I think about the red pill, I think about self-improvement, self-development.
Yeah.
Now, the recent spaces in, I'll be real, it's getting kind of scary. Like it's now drifting off to a point where it is, fuck bitches, fuck these hoes, right? It's getting to that point. So right now, like, from your perspective, the red pill community, and I'll say on, let's say, YouTube, TikTok.
Yeah.
What's the culture of it? What's the mission statement for the Red Pill community?
So, and you mentioned good points, right? Because I think different creators highlight different things. Like, shouts out my boy Austin Dunham, right? Mm-hmm. On his page, it's style mistakes, dating mistakes. So it's like he's not really saying F these girls, ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have guys like, I think, rest in peace, I think his name is Coach Red Pill. He was more like the nihilistic, like, they'll suck you dry, they'll take everything you have.
He died?
I think he passed away. I think Coach Red Pill died, right? So, but
how was he?
I think he was in his 50s.
God damn.
So I'm not sure how he died, but he died. Anyway, the point is there's different flavors, right? And you can get deeper than black pill, right?
Yeah.
So for me, how I see
purple
it.
Purple pill.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right? So it's like for me, RP to me is more so self-improvement. That's how I take it.
Yeah.
Now there's different, again, there's someone who can easily come on this just, you know, channel right now and say, no, it's about this, it's about that. Okay, that's how you see it.
Yeah, of course.
And that's fair. I understand where you're coming from. There are content creators right now, as we speak, making a YouTube video saying, these girls are this and they're that and they'll do this to you. I don't like to talk about those type of things. I'm trying to do things that are positive. Like on my YouTube channel, I have videos saying how to make more friends, how to build bulletproof confidence. So it's like, I will touch on girls, but I'm not trying to speak on the obvious. We know divorce courts and divorce rates. We know that's bad. Mm. I'm trying to basically build the man up, not gossip about how bad the woman can be. Yeah. Build the man up And hopefully when they build the men up, they can, you know, they can see it on their own. So I don't need to sit here and complain about girls all day. That's annoying.
Yeah. Now, like, do you feel like the Red Pill community, they have been vilifying women unfairly? Like, case in point, right?
Yes, I have.
Right, because, you know, again, like, the whole, like, hypergamy, like, thing, right?
Yeah.
Bro, here, right, for example, right? They'll say, yo, like, women are like, gold diggers. But, like, aren't women, again, according to them, just naturally hypergamous, right?
Correct.
Yeah, right? So, like, what's the difference between a chick who is saying, hey, bro, listen, I'm not building with nobody. I'm not trying to, like, build. Listen, I just want a rich nigga. But then they will say, yo, she is a
gold digger,
a fucking demon. But then praise, let's say, Michelle Obama, and who say, listen,
they'll from the run.
Right? I dated Barack Obama because, yo, listen, and he was smart. He was in Harvard, and even though our first date was in like a beat up car, I still knew where he was going. Isn't that also a form of gold digging?
Well, I think women will bet on you. Yeah. I think right now, especially here in LA, a lot of people move here with they're trying to become the next something.
Yeah.
Rapper, artist, whatever the case may be, fashion designer, right? So women will see, hey, listen, this guy's not where he wants to be, but he is on his way. I think women will bet on men more times than none, right? Yeah. On Fresh and Fit, they'll often ask girls, what is your goal like for your man to make money-wise?
Yeah.
And a lot of times they'll say this, money doesn't matter, but I hope he has the ambition to make some.
Yeah.
Right. And I think they're being genuinely honest about that.
Hell no, they're capping.
No, so you think they're capping? Okay, so it's like yeah. So okay. I think a girl's thing. Girls are in a way kind of scared to be labeled as gold diggers, right?
Yeah.
So I think they are. So I think what they do is like I think if a girl, especially when she's young, 21, 22, met a guy who's just starting a business and she sees him working 12, 14 hours a day. She sees him growing. Like I think she would bet on him. Now, question.
Or her mom's probably.
True.
Like decent bitches, no.
True, yeah. But here's I do think that I was gonna say was I'll lose my train of thought. My point was if a girl had a choice between he's there and on his way, I think majority of them would choose he's there.
Yeah.
However, if they're attracted to him physically, they say the vibe is there, they love to say, and he's on his way, I doubt they'll leave him off. You know, just because he's not there yet. So yeah, you're right. I think if they had a choice, they're choosing the guy who's already built for sure. But I think there's a good amount of girls who will bet on you as long as you're showing signs of improvement. Like, there is a time clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for example, girls will say, oh, also the guy who was broke, where is he now? I broke up with him. Exactly,
yeah.
Right? So there's a time clock on how long they're willing to put up with you not meeting the financial requirements. So they give you maybe a year or two, but it won't be long.
Yeah, so now I feel like women
just
currently. Now, they'll probably, like, give you time if you're super hot, but that's, right? But, like, that's not really, like, a time clock or any faith that, like, you would do something. Like they just want to fuck you until they find a guy who can finance for their lifestyle right now. But, you know, like, I feel like where the issue comes in is once we start to attach connotations to it, right? Meaning, yo, we can state the reality of things, which is, yo, like, majority of women ain't trying to build because, again, majority of women don't even see, like, a quote-unquote, again, like, a guy, right? I can come to you and give you an entire business plan, the fucking future, and you will see the vision in it. Most women not seeing no fucking vision, right?
I feel you.
But we, like, kind of like, we go wrong, right? When we start to attach connotations, like, yo, them already wanting a guy who's coming, who's rich, that's wrong, but we don't tell men, listen, like, men wouldn't take a chance on a girl who's, let's say, you know, like, she's ugly, but you see, yo, listen, she could probably be a
cosmetic surgery.
A dom, right? After a BBL, after, right? Like, so why is it, I guess, like, it okay for us to say, listen, like, we want a female who's already pretty, who's already feminine, nurturing, but she can't want a man who's already on.
I think that's where so there's logical double standards and there's double standards.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a logical double standard. I think with men, if we demand girls to be attractive when we meet them and feminine when we meet them, you know, it's fair for them to say, hey, I want you to be, you know, built up. Now, only thing that sucks about it is I think society accepts men saying, yo, you have to be hot when I meet you.
Yeah,
I think that's accepted. No one ever debates that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always a ton of pushback on women wanting a dude already built, built financially. Now, I know the game, so I'm not mad at them. I think that's like their biological, like for their offspring, yeah, wanting a guy who can take care of them and the family. But I think they get shamed for it. So it's unfortunate, but I don't see it changing the culture where we men stop harping on gold diggers. I just say, like, here's the thing. It's like, imagine if I was a teacher and I gave you answers to the test.
Yeah.
You know what women want.
Absolutely.
You see exactly on the test what to study for. Show up on the test and get a fucking A.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, yeah. If you know what they want, go get an A.
Mm-hmm.
But don't look at the test and go, no, the study guy, and go, this is bullshit, and toss it and get an F on the test.
Yeah, of course.
Learn it. So it's like, I know women want, so I'm becoming Thanos right now. Got the looks, I'm a fly-ass nigga. I got the height, I got the build. Now, once I get the money, all the Infinity Stones. Mm-hmm. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Watch out, fuck. I'm coming for your bitches once the money hits. Watch out.
Yo, listen, man. I'll be real, right? Like, now, I got no bitches.
Okay.
But one, you feel me, right? Like
faithful man's got one.
You feel
one.
Me, right? Loyal. Wait, here, right. So, like, question for you, right? So,
yeah.
I think I've seen, like, Patrice O'Neal say this.
Okay. Oh, rest in peace.
That men are just better than women. Like, men are more valuable. Now, what's your take on that? Like, who's more valuable, men or women?
Well, okay. So, it's hard to say who's more valuable because we're both needed for society, right? So, it goes down to the debate of what's more important, the sperm or the egg.
Mm-hmm.
You need sperm to fertilize the egg, but without the egg, so it's like, it's hard to say who's better. But I think men help society run because I don't think girls are gonna be excited to jump in a sewer and fix that, or jump into a quarry and, you know, mine for things, right? But women, you know, they help us reproduce. So without them, we're not gonna go past another, you know, you're not gonna be able to, you know, populate the country and populate the world. So I can't sit here, I'm not gonna sit here and say we're better than them because they're better than us at breastfeeding. They're better than us at nurturing kids, right?
Yeah. Well, here, how about this?
Yeah.
Beyond a reproduction argument, right?
Yeah,
right?
True. Okay, right? Fair. Okay.
Right, like, you know, like, because, like, men have, you know, sperm, blah, 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 right? Here, okay. So I'm going to, like, just list out, like, what men do, you know, right?
Absolutely.
And then you tell me, like, what women do, right? So, again, we're trying to be fair, right? We are trying to have the most non-incel conversation ever, right?
Misogyny. Hit that button back there.
No, right? So Chad's going to have the women back, right?
Sure.
Now, men, we provide, we protect.
Okay.
You know, like, we, like, make more, right?
Yep.
We do labor. Right? Like, we, you know, like, probably have the majority of the inventions.
True. That's correct.
Right? And we lead, we lead countries and societies. We make laws.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do women do that can
help
equate to that?
Yeah. So I think women have an important role where they are going to. So, for example, women are more detail oriented. That's why a lot of times, successful men or people have female assistants most of the time, right? They're better with details, you know, and also women bring organization, you know. For example, like, if you take a guy's house right now, what does he have? One seat, a TV on the floor, maybe like three forks, and one knife and like a cup, right? And then we're bare essentials, right? A girl comes in, how about a couch? Mm-hmm. How about a rug? How about, so it's like, it adds, it gives the life a bit more organization.
Mm.
So to things you just said, it's hard for me to label things at the same equal amount, but I think women help civilize men. You know, if it wasn't for women, I probably wouldn't buy this $400 bottle of cologne.
Mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't buy these $280.
Woo, talking shit, man.
So it's like, so women kind of make men hustle. Mm-hmm. Like, think about it, dude. If there's no women around, I don't think men would do work very hard. Because men, honestly, the back of a man's mind, when he's working his ass off, damn, they going to see me when I get this Wraith. They going to see me when I get this Rolls Royce.
Okay.
They gonna, so it's like, women in a way motivate men to go hard. Because think about it in like a city or like a, back in the day, right? Before Instagram. So there's five hot girls in the entire city.
Yes.
Men are all competing.
Yes.
For those same five girls.
Fargo, North Dakota.
Yeah, right. So, exactly, right. They're all competing for those guys. So take out women. They're like, oh, well, I can just live in this one bedroom and have, like, you know, a small bed. Because, like, for what? Like, why do I need to go hard and have this empire for? You know, of course, men have ego and want to be the greatest. It's in our DNA to be the, you know, to be the conquerors, the leaders.
Yeah.
But women definitely motivate men to the nth degree.
Yes. Yeah, right. So pretty much, essentially, men, we hunt the meat. We we like cut it up and butcher it. We, you know, right? And we heat it up. You feel me?
Yeah.
It like comes out simmered.
Facts.
Well oiled, well great. And she put the salt on the pizzazz, and she gets 50-50 credit.
true, man.
And our life is, you feel me, man? We're here, right, right? So, but speaking of men and women, right?
Yeah.
Now, what's your thoughts on marriage? Should, should a man get married?
Well, I think a man should get married. I think it's best to leave the state out of it or the government out of it.
Mm.
I think it's best that you do it on your own terms and create your own contract. Because a prenup, what a prenup is, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's instead of you doing what the state wants or the government wants, you do what you want. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, there's lawyers out there who are legit the best in the business at breaking prenups. Like, that's their whole job.
Yeah.
But I think it's best to go in with the proper leverage. And I think it's important to have important conversations early on. Like they say, don't talk about politics and religion on the first date. Why? Why not? Like, why not find out who she is first date?
Absolutely.
You know, I always probe girls on the first date. What's your thoughts on girl trips? Oh, I love Miami. I love going to Vegas. See ya. The door hits on the way out, right? So it's like I make sure I'm dealing with a girl that has my similar values. So I think for Manfred, if you're going to get married, it's important to have basically talk about things like like how often are we gonna, you know, like do the do, right? How often, like, just they talk about all these things because men go into it thinking that, oh, I'm the anomaly. Mine won't be a sexless marriage. She won't lose respect for me. Yeah. And it ends up happening to him, right? So I think if you're going to get married, you got to do it, man, like so much vetting has to go into it. Really get to know her family. But I think for majority of men, here's the thing, most men want to get married out of necessity.
Mm-hmm.
Like a guy like myself, if I'm going where I'm thinking I'm going to go, I may have a rotation for a while
because I'm
in leverage, right? But for some guys who are 5'8", maybe like 190 pounds on the chubby spectrum, don't have much clout, like they may have to get married to lock down sex for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
You know, whereas a guy like me, you know, I'm tall, I'm handsome, I make money, I have clout, I have status. So it's like I'm able to get away with not having to get married so soon.
Mm-hmm.
But some guys will have to get married just based off of necessity, you know, because they won't be able to reproduce. Like I think 30% of men have never procreated, something like that. So it's like most men might have to do it just out of necessity.
No, like, and now it's actually getting worse, right?
Yes, so
like,
it's getting worse, bro.
Yo, here, so I think like this is a stat, like, where it says like there's like a 70% increase of men under 30 never having sex, right? Like it's the highest that like
I believe it. I believe it.
Right? Yeah. No, but speaking of marriage, I think like Hafiz made his wife sign a contract again.
No, he didn't. No.
I may be wrong.
Did not. He did not make her sign it. This was on the Sauce Cast with Adam Sosnick, and he said, "I did not make my wife sign the prenup."
No. For sex.
Oh.
Right?
Okay. Here's another thing.
Yeah.
When I watched it, he talked about it like as in, so the question was asked about marriage. He said if men do it, there should be contracts in state saying, if this doesn't happen, I can do this. If this doesn't happen, I can do this. I'm not sure if there was a sex contract signed with Hafiz.
Yeah.
I'll put words in his mouth.
Yeah.
But he talked about if you're going to get married, these are some things that you should be open to.
Man,
it's crazy. I thought that podcast with Adam Sosnick would kind of slip underneath the rug. Everyone's on it, bro. Every time I'm on the YouTube homepage, someone's ripping into Hafiz.
Yo, you see, right? So like, okay, so before Hafiz, right?
Yeah.
And here's like my take on marriage. Now,
yeah, what's your take on it?
I feel like the red pill has like gotten to a point where they're saying, don't get married because women are out to get you.
Sure.
Opposed to, again, like, the marriage system, like, don't, like, see gender. It sees rich, it sees poor.
Gotcha.
So I feel like we should, like, direct our full efforts into telling women, telling men, bro, like, don't date poor bitches, right? Like, because, again, like, bro.
It comes down to that, actually. It actually comes down to that. Yeah, you're right.
Because, bro, if you get divorced and she does equally as well as you or she does better than you,
You can make some money, actually.
You aren't getting fucked, right?
True.
So, like, we tell men, yo, they women who are feminine, nurture, blah, blah. Men shouldn't care about her, income. Like, degrees, blah, blah. And then we openly acknowledge, yo, that women are practicing hypergamy, meaning like they are dating up or getting married to increase their social status, right?
Yeah.
Or hierarchy. So if women are actively seeking out the rich men to fuck over in divorces, then why don't we teach men to just not date poor bitches?
That's such a good point, because actually I was listening to a podcast where a man married to a woman, and mm-hmm. they made almost similar income. So when they divorced, he wasn't paying alimony or as a high alimony.
Yeah.
Because happened is, I'm pretty sure the alimony, again, I'm not a divorce court person, but I heard if she's making only 20 grand a year,
mm-hmm.
And you make a couple hundred thousand, you're going to have to make up the basically you're paying for her lifestyle as it was. Mm-hmm. Her lifestyle can't go back to 20K. Mm-hmm. Has to get to maintain it where you had her at.
Mm-hmm.
So your point, if she makes some money, right? If you guys get divorced, it won't be such an ugly fee.
Yeah,
so that's a point people don't talk about, and it should be talked about a lot more, because if you date a girl who's pretty down bad financially, you guys get divorced, you're right. You kind of are screwed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a point I should even talk about. My TikTok is, you know, a lot of times, you know, I'm not speaking down on them, but like, you know, some podcasts will say, hey, it doesn't matter about her money. I'll say, hey, man, I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what they're saying is money doesn't make women attractive, but when it comes to maybe marriage, long term, you should care about that, because her money, if you guys get divorced, then the divorce is a lot smoother. If she was broke, you're going to have to cough up a little bit more.
Yeah, bro, listen, because if men start practicing hypergamy.
True, men start practicing. Men for hypergamy, get a fucking t-shirt.
I'm telling you, listen, because if we start dating females who are above our like pay grade,
yeah,
then that will force the average woman to start dating men who are probably below their pay grade. Hence, yo, that whole system might start flipping. You feel me?
The only problem, though, with girls who make money is they tend to be masculine. I know some girls where, you know, they make money and all they do is repost, like, you know, all these, you know, rich pages. Like, girl, go repost some freaking astrology. Like, dude, like, mm-hmm. like, and also it's like when you're with them, they try to, you know, put their dick on the table too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so they're trying to be like, just like me, like, girl, I don't know, be a girl, mm-hmm. you know? So I think a lot of times when girls make money, they tend to be a bit more masculine, which makes them harder to date. Like, and also sometimes what happens is when girls make money, they may date down, you know, Nicki Minaj dated down, Kris Jenner dated down. Like, they can't find someone on a higher level.
Yeah.
So they date down. And a lot of times when girls date down, they tend to be the shot caller.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which sometimes men have a problem with dating a woman that's calling the shots. You know, I think as men, we want to be, you know, the shot caller with the women we're with. So it's a smart idea, but that girl can be rich and feminine. Well, then hell yeah, let's push that movement. They're the rich feminine chicks.
Nah, man. Yo, hey, bro, so you feel like, so I heard this argument a bunch.
Yeah.
That women are more masculine nowadays because men are getting more feminine.
I can agree with that.
Right? So who's to blame then? Like the feminine men or the masculine women?
So I'll say this, right? When I got canceled back 2 years ago, it was bad. Like when I say canceled, bro, like they came for everything I had.
Damn.
Yeah, so I got canceled, right?
Called jobs and shit?
Yeah, they did, yeah. So I'm self-employed, but they were able to find the business I work for. Damn. No, that I own. Yeah. And write like 200 Google reviews on it. Yeah, we'll get into that later. But basically, here's what happens. Guys will see me get canceled for speaking my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go, oh my God, I can't end up like Chad from Defund Simping. Because
yeah.
look what they're doing to his life. They're coming for everything, mom, dad. So I'm not going to be this traditionally masculine man, because obviously that's being ripped away. So let me be what they want. If they want me passive, sweet, feminine, paint my nails, wear dresses, I'll do that to make women like me. Here's the thing. The content I make, I openly know when women find out about it, not all, but some, they're gonna be repulsed by it. Mm-hmm. I know that. I've made a TikTok about it every time. I will lose women because of my TikTok all of the time.
Got it.
Right? So, but I'm willing to put my dating life on the line to help men out. Mm-hmm. So back to your point, when guys see guys like me try me traditionally masculine and they see it being shamed, they run away to the girl side. Right. For example, a guy will make videos saying, oh, for example, Pastor Poppy Don, you know who that is?
Yes.
So they'll see that content succeeding. Oh, may I be a trick? May I need to send her a Zelle every morning and
but
to make her like
bitches, though.
Bro, here's the thing, man.
Right.
So you're saying with him, right? Here's the thing with him, right?
Yeah.
I don't like saying that on him.
Yeah.
Just because I want to be a black man tearing down another black man.
Yeah.
Because I know that's a thing, bro.
Yeah, he hoes.
He has, right?
Yeah.
But I never made TikToks about it or stitched them, because even though in a way it's kind of pandering, and pandering is for people to understand, mm-hmm. it's saying things you don't even believe.
Yeah.
That's pandering, because a lot of people get the word pandering wrong.
Yeah, come
but,
on.
But it's like, I don't want to tear him down, because yeah. he's another black man. So it's like... But
is he black?
He, you know what? He could be Dominican or whatever, but he looks black to me, so I'm not going to tear him down and talk about his criminal history on him. But I'm saying is, the reason why men are becoming weak is because women are... It's like this. They say it one thing, but mm-hmm. they respond to another, right? They may say, I don't like people like defund simping. When mm-hmm. they sit down, have a conversation, look into these pretty brown eyes, see these curls in 4K, now they're a fan. So they said out loud, I don't like them.
Hey, yo, bruh. Why does light-skinned nigga think he cute?
Bro, I'm handsome as hell, bro. I'm a fly nigga, bro.
Why do you think you cute?
Because, bro.
See, the jawbone, the beard, the curls. Like, yeah. what do you... Why do you think you cute, Chad?
Because when I walk into a spot, bro, girls are just like, who is he? The hose is on me, right? I'm getting the choosing signals from across the bar. Girls
that's
are like,
fair, that's fair. That's
you know,
fair.
I walk into the spot and girls are like, damn, who is he? And I can't blame them for looking at this beautiful caramel specimen.
Oh, listen. Well, not caramel. No, nigga, you light skin.
hold on.
You light skin, not hold caramel. On. You is
hold
light
on.
Skin.
Hold on. So
you is waffle color.
So here's the thing, bro.
Here's the thing.
Right, I used to identify myself as light skin. Yeah. And my YouTube channel used to be called Local Light Skin.
Okay.
But here's the issue with that. I realized Steph Curry is light skin.
Uh-huh.
Blake Griffin is light skin. Klay Thompson is light skin. Those are, yeah. so a technical light skin to me is your mom is usually white and your dad's like dark skin.
Okay.
Right, for me, I'm like, bro, if I'm in the sun long enough, I could go Akon.
Hell no.
Okay, so maybe not Akon, but I can go.
But that's tan.
This is, I can say this, a brown skin. Like people say I look like Usher.
Yeah.
Usher's like a brown skin, you know, yeah. brown skin brother. You know, yeah. I get Usher and get Russell Wilson.
Usher?
I get Usher and Russell Wilson a lot.
Nigga, Usher is dark.
No, I get Usher and Russell Wilson a lot.
Russell Wilson?
I get that every day, every
Listen,
day.
Listen, nah, Chad, you're not that cringe, bro. Russell is cringe, my nigga.
So as far as an aesthetic wise, I say I look like Russell.
Yes, I can see that, right? He's like Hawaiian and shit, though.
You know, as far as the looks wise, I get that every day on my TikTok. Like, they go, thanks, Russell Wilson. No, thanks. Yeah, friend. All the time.
Wait, though. You and Russ kind of have like similar backgrounds, right? Like
I'm from the suburbs. Yeah.
Yeah, similar. Right.
Only thing is my mom's not white. I think his mom is white. I think.
Yeah, like white Hawaiian.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. Wait, though. So, like, do you date like the hood bitches?
Here's the thing with the hood girls, bro.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of sad too. Now that I think about it, it's like girls have told me physically, you're attractive.
Uh huh.
But your aesthetic, I'm not attracted to.
Ah.
How you talk, how you walk. I'm like, all right, bitch, you want me to have a Glock in the car and a criminal history for you to like me? Right? So it's kind of delusional where it's like these girls, and sometimes girls who are not even from the hood want me to be like a hood dude. I'm like, sorry, not me.
Yeah.
So I tend to date girls. I date all types of girls. But like I've had girls in the past who are a bit on the hooder side want me a bit more oomph and like more tattoos saying thug life and... Want me to, you know, maybe have a couple cases on me.
Crazy. A couple blocks too. Yo, hey, right, but like, speak on though. Like, why did you get canceled?
Okay, so, good topic. So, I was on a run where I went from 0 to 50K in like 3 months.
Okay.
And I legit sometimes do hashtag feminism on my TikToks because I wanted some smoke. It was all love.
You was asking for it.
I was asking for smoke. Yeah. Like every time I post a video, the same facts, bro. Facts, speaking truth.
Yeah.
Bros is fluent in facts. Like I got no pushback at
Himothy.
All.
Himothy, you're
like,
him.
I'm like, yeah, exactly.
All the dick rider.
Himothy Duncan. Duncan. Like I'm getting all the him, right? No smoke. I'm like, dude, like where? I know this is a liberal platform. Where are they?
Mm-hmm.
I made a video stating because this is during the pandemic where girls were not getting attention in the clubs anymore. Mm-hmm. So they jumped onto online dating to get that validation back, right? So I said, guys, if she's not linking with you, and she's saying, oh, wait till the vaccine rolls out. Oh, wait till this all blows over. You unmatch her, move on. Some girl saw that video, stitched it, and accused me of grape culture.
What's grape culture?
R-A-P-E.
Oh, okay.
So grape culture, right? I'm like, that makes no sense. But my boy in the back said, Chad, double down. Go like
go hard.
Go even harder than the last one. Don't apologize. Don't tuck your tail. Like, you go even further, right?
He's the bad
influence
on you.
But here's the thing, though. Okay. He's right, though. Like you don't apologize. You don't fully don't rat. You know what I'm saying? So I made a video saying, listen, all you girls who are commenting on my page right now, you don't like that I'm exposing the truth.
Because
here's the thing. When men have game, it messes up your system. The guy you're texting every day, but you won't link up with, he's gonna realize that. the guy you've been on 8 dinner dates with, and every single time you have your period, every single time, mm-hmm. he's gonna catch up on that. So when men are naive, women have the upper hand. So now that men are watching this page, you don't like how men are waking up to the game, because this is all a game, in my opinion. Yeah. So that video, woke up the next day, I had the screenshot, 1,000 comments, 20,000 followers gained. It was, I'm like, dude, it's like 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
And the liberal Avengers all got together and just beamed on my account.
Yeah.
Where
I mass reporting, all type of shit?
Mass reporting. Here's the thing. My mom calls me. Hey, Chad, what's going on? I'm like, I know what's going on, but like, why would she say that to me?
Yeah.
Someone just came to my job and started talking about your TikTok. I'm like,
oh, damn, right, it went far.
Right. And then I started getting, my phone starts vibrating. Google review. People were messing with my business. I had to change my domain name because I'm a videographer.
Yeah.
Then they started attacking people who were tagging my Instagram page.
God damn.
Right? Then others, and now it's from TikTok, now Instagram. Now their Instagram page is reposting my video, and I'm getting, I had to make my comments follow only. You can't comment. So they're leaving nasty comments. It was for about 2 weeks straight. So in that moment, I thought, is this all worth it?
Yeah.
But then I was like, you know what? Like, there's a greater purpose to this. Mm-hmm. And when there's a breakdown, there's going to be a breakthrough. Yeah. And I broke through it. And now I'm sitting here talking to you, man. If I quit back in 2020, I wouldn't be here. So
yeah, man,
it's a blessing.
Yo, here, bro. So like, last two questions, right?
Yeah,
so
of course.
So the first question is, do you feel like there's too many alpha males with podcasts going on, man? Because the alpha male podcast culture is getting kind of redundant and toxic.
So I'll say this, right? Women always told men to speak your feelings.
Yes.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah.
You're holding it all in. Then they go, okay, buy this mic, turn the camera on,
yeah.
and they start talking.
Yeah.
Now it's an issue.
But every podcast has that guy. Like,
I know that guy.
I get it, right?
I get it, right? But here's the thing. There's The View,
mm-hmm.
Wendy Williams.
Okay.
There's so many female talk shows where they talk. And I don't mind it. Talk. I don't mind their talking points. But here's the thing. I think now, men are basically watching these podcasts going, damn, I feel you. I feel. Like, I don't know who this guy is talking, but I relate to him so much. You know what? I'm going to start my own where I can vent about how I feel, right? So now that men have the microphone, girls don't fucking, they don't like it, honestly. Like when Fresh and Fit got canceled, women were, like that was the topic of the week, alpha male podcast. And it's funny. I think alpha male podcast contraires, people don't like it, say alpha more than anybody else. I don't hear Myron and Fresh saying we're alphas. I don't hear anybody else saying we are alphas. They're just speaking on the current dating stage. So I think a lot of times, this is our way of venting. Legit, this is our way of venting, talking on a camera. Now here's the thing, they don't like what we're saying. Yeah. I get it, fine. But we don't like what you say about astrology. Oh, I'm so mean because I'm an Aquarius and alpha and I'm a Capri sun and like we don't care about that.
Yeah.
But we don't shame them. We don't care.
Nothing.
It's like if you don't like what we're saying, don't watch it.
Absolutely.
Just turn it off. Nothing. Right. And here's the thing. A lot of times it's funny. Girls will shame guys that watch it. I guarantee you, the girls, they're dating guys that have Fresh and Fit on a loop.
But
when they get in the car, oh, hey, babe, how was your day? Like, they know to keep quiet about it.
Of course.
They know watching Fresh and Fit, something you do at night by yourself and, you know, in a corner of a room with headphones on. But when they stop watching it, oh, I'm a good guy. I'm liberal, you know, like, so yeah, I think that's the case.
Here, a question, right? So now I want to talk about Hafiz's war on the red pill.
Yeah.
So first off, like, do you know who Jess Prolething is?
I do. I've actually met her.
Really weird. Here?
Met her out in Newport Beach. She did a podcast with my friend. We talked. She's really cool. Really insightful too. Really smart.
Yo, hey, listen, Pearly, I'm gonna be reaching out tonight. Feel me?
Yeah, no, I can help you get in contact.
Oh, dope, man.
Yeah.
Here, right. So then two things. What's your thoughts on, I guess, Hafiz's war on the red pill? And then like your thoughts on
Pearly?
Him going on her podcast.
Yeah.
And that interaction.
Yeah. So first Hafiz.
Who took the W and like who took the L?
Gosh, he's a Hafiz, man. I'm not going to lie. I watched his content for a while.
Yeah.
I like Hafiz. He tries to bring balance. Here's the issue, though. He gets mad at other content creators for not being balanced. Mm. Here's the thing. If I'm a huge fan of the Raiders,
mm-hmm.
I don't need to be balanced. I don't need to watch the Chargers. I don't care. Like I'm a fan of the Raiders.
Yeah.
I don't need to have balance and like everybody else. So, you know, Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. So if you want to have balance, you make balanced content. You go over there and make your balanced content. But don't shame him for not bringing balance. That's what you should do. You should go create it. So that was the issue on the podcast. He was pointing fingers saying, be balanced, be balanced. But I'm like, no, like, I went through the divorce court, Coach Greg Adams. I've been through the divorce court. I've been through it. You haven't been through it. Who are you to tell me that I'm not balanced?
Yeah, of course.
In my world, I'm balanced, right? So as far as the only issue I do have was I don't like how, in my opinion, he came up off the red pill. That's how he got his rise to fame.
Yeah.
Got to the top, flipped around, flipped the bird to the RP community. I'm different.
Now he's going off on y'all.
So it's like, nah, man, like, you kind of came up off of the content from the RP,
yeah.
Right? So here's the thing. Here's what you should say. You know what? I came off of the RP content. I get where you guys are coming from. But maybe one day when you get married, you'll change your mind. Yeah. That's a great answer. Hey, I'm not mad at y'all. I used to be y'all. However, I'm married now and I'm in a good place. And hopefully one day you can join me.
Yeah.
That's a fair, honest answer. Moving on to Just Pearly Things, I think he went on. Here's the thing. I don't like how he came at her. Like, man, that's a woman.
She's so nice.
Right. She's a woman. Yeah. Like, so have some more, you know, I think he should talk to her with a bit more respect. And a lot of times, Hafiz would say a lot. Pearly Things would say a sentence. And he'd go on another tangent.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I didn't like that. I think when you debate with somebody, I think it's your goal to be clear and concise.
Mm-hmm.
Say 4 to 5 sentences and shut up.
Yeah.
Right. When you go on too long of a tangent, it makes the person responding to you too hard. You said this point and this point and this point and this point. So I think it's important for you clear and concise. In that moment, I think Pearly Things took the W only because she stayed cool and calm.
Yeah.
Hafiz had the vein popping out the side of the neck. He was throwing his arms around. I think that's a woman's job. Let her get emotional where you stay, you know, more calm and stoic. So I'll say that as far as, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah, man. Like, again, honestly, like, I don't know too much about, like, Hafiz.
Yeah.
But, but.
Aren't you Nigerian?
No, a librarian.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, never mind. Right? Continue.
No, but I'll definitely dive deeper into his content. You feel me? But yeah. I'll reach out to Just Pearly Thing, yeah, Hafiz, Coach Greg Adams. Yo, I'm reaching out. Oh. I think, like, AMS is supposed to be coming soon.
Hell yeah, I'm going to watch that show. That's going to be lit.
Man. Yo, man, folks, listen, man. No Jumper, Quillers Podcast. Follow Chad on
YouTube, Instagram, all same thing. Defund Simpin. No caps, no spaces.
Defund Simpin, man. Folks, peace out.
Peace.